The promoters of atomic reactors always insisted, look at the reality. That reality was not the reality. It was just a superficial convenience. They replaced reality with their reality and flawed logic. This is a collapse of the technology myth that Japan had been proud of for a long time. And simultaneously, this is the defeat of the ethics and standard of the Japanese people who allowed such a changeling of logic. Please rest in peace, since we will never repeat the mistake. We need to carve these words in our hearts again. Dr. Robert Oppenheimer was the leader of the development of the atomic bomb during the World War II. He was shocked when he found out about the disastrous scenes that had been created by the atomic bombs. He said to President Truman, "Mr. President, I have blood on my hands." President Truman offered his white, well-folded pocket handkerchief to Oppenheimer, saying, "Here, would you like to wipe them?" Needless to say, there is no clean handkerchief that can wipe up such an amount of blood in this world. We Japanese should continuously shout no to nuclear. This is my personal opinion. We should have gathered all the technology we had, we should have combined all the wisdom we had, we should have invested a large amount of social capital, all to develop a new energy source that can replace the atomic reactors at the national level. That could be our way to honor our collective responsibility to the victims who died at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That would be the big opportunity for us, the Japanese people, to really contribute to the world. However, on the way to the rapid development of our economy, we were swept along by an easy criterion, so-called efficiency, and we lost the important path. To rebuild the destroyed buildings and roads is the work of specialized people. But to try to reconstruct our ruined ethics and standards, that is the work of all of us. It will be a simple, rustic, and patient work. Like a fine spring morning when all the people from a village go to the fields, tilling the soil and seeding it, we must all join and cooperate in this work. For such huge collective work, there should be a part of that which we, the professionals of words, the writers, can positively contribute. We should combine new ethics and standards with new words. We need to plant the seeds of new stories and help them bloom. They should be the stories we all can share. They are like the songs in the field for sowing. They will encourage the people with their rhythms. As I mentioned before, we are living in the ephemeral, always changing Mujo world. In front of nature, we are powerless. Recognition of such transience is one of the fundamental ideas of Japanese culture. But at the same time, even if we are in such a fragile and dangerous world, we must have the silent determination to live vividly. We should be invested with this kind of positive spirit. I am deeply proud that the Catalan people appreciate my work and have honored me with this prize. We live far away from each other, and we speak different languages. Even our cultural foundations are different. But we still have similar problems, and we have similar reasons for happiness and sadness. We are both citizens of the world. That's why many of the stories of Japanese writers are translated into Catalan, and people can read them. I am so happy that we can share the same stories with you. Dreaming is one of the jobs of a writer. But the more important job of a writer is to share these dreams with other people. One cannot be a writer without feeling the need to share. I know that the Catalan people have had a lot of hardship in their long history. There have been some harsh times. But you were strong and survived, protecting your own language and culture. We should have a lot of things to share. If we become unrealistic dreamers, both in Japan and here in Catalonia, and if we establish a common idea of our values, how great it would be. This would be our starting point for the rebirth of humanity, a starting point after experiencing many natural disasters and passing through times of horrible terrorism. We should not fear having a dream. We should not fear having a vision of the ideal. And we should not allow ourselves to be caught by the dogs of disaster named efficiency and convenience. We will be unrealistic dreamers, striding forward, strong and confident. This is the end of my speech, though I would also like to say that I will donate the full prize amount to the victims of the earthquake and of the accidents of the atomic reactors. I thank the people of Catalonia and the Generalitat de Catalunya who gave me these opportunities. And also, as a Japanese person, I express deep condolences to the recent earthquake victims of Lorca.